William, another ICC World T20, you're fourth now. Is there still the same sense of excitement in the camp and yourself personally?
Yeah, there definitely is, and I think especially we've got a few fresh faces coming into the side as well, and a couple of lads in the first World Cup. It's always good. We're an evolving side, and we've got a few fresh faces, as I said, in there, so everyone's excited and looking forward to another World event.
And the warm-ups have been a wee bit mixed for you, losing to Hong Kong. Must have been a bit, what was the emotion there? Disappointment, or just is it really just another warm-up game?
I don't see it as just another warm-up game. I think there's obviously stuff we can learn from that and take things from it. We the last couple of games we haven't been as sharp as we would have liked with the bat, and that's taking the actual wicket out of it. I think we haven't been just smart enough. I don't think it's a skill level. I think it's just we haven't been a bit smart, and we've hopefully ironed that out. We've talked about that, so we'll be looking to play just better cricket than in general moving forward from here in the next couple of warm-up games and taking that into the Zimbabwe game.
There's obviously been a few changes with Trent going and John Mooney not on the side. Are you still searching maybe for the right formula or the right balance? Is it a case of new faces maybe just not gelling yet? Or?
No, I think obviously just a couple of lads you look at that haven't played a lot of cricket, and they were trying to get them as much experience and everything as possible, and that comes back to a lot of senior lads. A few lads have stepped up now and they're in that senior player role, and they have to obviously nurture the young lads coming through and pass their experience on to them, and they've got to learn and pick the game up as quickly as they can. So I think that it gives great opportunity to a few lads to go out there and showcase what they've got. They wouldn't be in the 15 if they hadn't got the ability and the talent and potential that we see in them. So I think it's just a great opportunity for them to go out there, and whoever gets that chance on the given day, go out and showcase what they can do and go out and win games for the country.
And what about the format? I mean, we seem to have embraced it. There was a few maybe concerns about having to play another round, but the feeling in the camp seems to be it'll give us match practice, and whoever works through it could be to the benefit.
I think obviously wanted to be ourselves. Whichever teams go through, the two teams that go through out of both groups, I think can potentially hold a slight advantage in the fact that they're playing competitive cricket in these conditions and the build up to it. So obviously if you win your group, you're pretty much going to have to win three games, so you've got that bit of momentum and you'll be playing some good cricket, and then you just got to step that up again for the next phase. So I think it can be an advantage.